Welcome to Uncomplicating Business for Teachers, Helpers, and Givers. I'm Sarah Torpy, and I'm a business coach who found my way to business ownership after teaching in public schools, coaching teachers, and coaching in the corporate world. This podcast is all about making business ownership and success way less complicated for the teachers, helpers, and givers like you. If you're finding that the way the business folks teach things like networking, marketing, and selling aren't actually working for you and really feel kind of icky, and you know that there's just got to be another way, I'm here to tell you that there is, and that's what this podcast is all about. If you want to reach out, you can find me in all of the usual places. Check the description for more information. And while you're here, hit subscribe to keep updated on each new episode as it's released. Welcome, welcome. I'm happy to see you today or hear you, or I swear I say that every time. And what I mean is welcome. Today on the Uncomplicating Business Podcast, we're going to talk about how to be a connector and why it matters for your business. Connection and becoming a connector, it really matters. It is a big deal and it really makes a business difference. So like it's good for you as a human, but it's really good for your people and your business. And today I'm going to explain why and how. And also what I mean when I say connector, because it's different than networker. It's different than maybe how you think of it. This episode exists because this, I realized recently, is a question I get asked a lot in Facebook messages, in LinkedIn messages, in email by clients. It's like, talk to me about what you do when you connect and how it works for your business and why it works and how I do that for myself. So that's why this really is a topic today, because people are asking. And that's a sign that more people are asking. You know, you're never the only one with your question. That's what I used to always tell students in class. If you have a question, odds are 10 other people do too. So you should always ask. Before we jump in, a couple of things. First, the next round of group coaching kicks off in 2 weeks. If it is something you are interested in doing, group coaching is the best blend of individualized support and connected community. I am always in love on Facebook when I see people I connected together in groups in coaching supporting each other years later. It is a magical treat to know that the people that didn't have the community before have it now, have people that get them, that can talk to them. They have grown together. And that's amazing. But it's also a place for you to come and get coached and get exactly what you need as a business owner, and also hear what other people are learning and learn from what they're learning and doing and needing also. So group coaching is amazing. It's going to run 12 weeks. It is $2,000 for those 12 weeks. Groups are capped at 4. Please come. It's going to be so much fun. The second thing is if this is the year that you really want to figure out sales and selling, please come join us in Selling for Weirdos. It's about learning to have a sales process you love, that is flexible, that works for you, that is simple. If you're super into complicated and you're into making cold sales and you're into feeling icky about it, then please keep doing what you're doing. But if you'd rather do it differently, like a human, like connected human, because connection is one of the three core tenets in Selling for Weirdos, come join us in Selling for Weirdos. It's amazing and it is worth 10 times more, 1,000 times more than you're going to pay for it because it is complete. You never need anything else to figure out sales. It involves me and one-on-one support and you're going to get what you need. So without further ado, let's talk about being a connector. So when I say connector, what do I mean? I'll grab my notes. When I say connector, what I mean is truly like a point in between two people. You are a community builder. You are literally a connector. It's like the math teacher in me wants to talk to you about being a line between two points. You are what puts those two points, those two people together. And connector is very much about giving. It is about the people you are connecting, whether you are connecting them to resources, whether you are connecting them to each other, whether you are connecting them to the support that you offer, whether you are connecting them to a tool or any given thing, right? A group, a community. Being a connector, I mean this in an almost literal sense. You are a conduit between people that need things. Because what we have to remember is that business and success and service is really about the people, right? We can't have a business, we can't have success, we can't have anything without the other human beings. So being a connector is really about looking at those human beings and literally connecting them to what and who they need, when and where they need it. It's about seeing them where they are and getting them where they need to go, period. What is not, for me, when I think about, okay, that's what a connector is, what it is about me. Like me putting two people together, me connecting someone with a resource, me connecting people with a service, maybe it's my service, maybe it's not, isn't about me. Truly, it's about them. So if they use the service or the tool or whatever, great. If they connect to the other person, amazing. If they find something really useful, amazing. And if they choose not to, that's okay too. It's about them and me giving them the options. And then those people have to go do with the options they have. So it's not about me, even though I am the one making the connection. It is about the person being connected. It's also not about expectation. I don't expect anything from it. I make connections for people to each other, to tools, to resources, to all kinds of things all the time. Like if you are in my world day to day, odds are that at some point I have dropped into your email and been like, hey, so-and-so, here is this other person you should meet. You two are going to be a good connection because of this. Happy connecting. And I send you off into the world with each other because that really matters. But what I don't ever at that point expect is anything. Really, like I am not attached to what happens next. I don't think you then have to connect me with somebody. Like, I don't think, well, if I did X for her, she has to do X for me. You know, in a lot of networking groups, they talk about reciprocity. And while I love the idea of supporting each other and collaboration, I don't love the idea of expectation. I am not going to be attached to what comes from connection. That's being a good connector is about making the connection for people and then getting out of it. You are not the problem solver. That's the difference between like connector and fixer. Like I'm not there to fix it. I am simply there to draw the lines. And from there, people make the picture, right? I am going to provide the tools. I am going to be the service. I'm going to be the resource. I'm going to find the person. And then I'm going to walk away and continue to do what I'm doing. So it is really not about expectation. It's not about attachment. It's not about what happens next. It's really about being the conduit for the tool or the person to get connected. The other thing is, so this is what it means. The other thing people often ask me about is why, like connector versus networker. So I do a ton of networking. I think of myself much more as a connector than a networker. Because you and I have both been to networking meetings where it's like, hi, my name is, this is my business, this is my referral, and then you repeat your name at the end. It's a very standard thing. It's fine. People are great at it. People grow crazy-sized businesses with it. They help a lot of people. I don't work like that. A lot of the people I serve don't work like that. So when I think of connecting, I think about it as much more human-focused. It's much more about the person in front of me. It is much more focused on them. It is about the connection and release. And it's about trusting myself. So if like I'm connecting with somebody and I think like, you know, who would be a good connection for you? It would be so-and-so. And I'm not even sure why. I'm still going to make the connection because you just never know. Like I trust the pathway the universe lays out in front of me like that when it's like, you know what? You need to know this person. I connect those people together and magical things happen. I think networking as a formal kind of term is much more about business first versus human first. It is much more about me and what I am trying to get from the interaction. It's like, this is how I build my business, right? Even though connecting is part of my business building strategy, it's really about connecting because I would rather just be nosy than anything. And it's about expectation because in really networking and traditional networking, there is an expectation of reciprocity. It's like you bring me X referrals, I bring you X referrals. And that's not wrong. It's just not how I want to do things. So, okay, that's the what it is. The question is, like, why does it matter? Well, I think first it's what I know is that the more I give, the more I receive, right? So if I am good at being a connector and openly connecting people with tools and resources in each other, I trust that that comes back to me. And it does in all kinds of crazy ways. I even had somebody the other day be like, you know, Sarah, I was talking with a group of friends that I meet with pretty regularly, and I started to teach them one of the things you've taught me, and then I send them all into your Facebook group. That was amazing. But like, I didn't ask for that. I don't expect it. It really is just a part of being a connector that then people want to connect you to other people because they know you're a great resource. It's about how you show up and the energy of being open to connection and open to connecting others. I also think it really strengthens community and network because anybody who comes into my community, especially in the Facebook group, which is the same name as this podcast, come play with us if you're not in there. It's, you know, anybody who comes in, if I find a good connection for you, I'm going to put you guys together. Like, it really is about creating a true community that is connected together. And it gives you people, right? Entrepreneurship can be so lonely and so frustrating and so, isolating in a lot of ways. What we need is ways to collaborate and build community and build connection. And if I am the connector, what I am doing for others is building that for them and myself is just a bonus result. Also, I think it's just welcoming and people first. And what I always want is to run a people first business. I think if you're here in my world, you too also want a people first business where you're helping and you're serving and you're giving first. Being a connector is a really lovely, simple way to do that, to give really big and really meaningful ways to people that they then appreciate, benefit from, and that like aren't hard for you. It's really simple to make a connection for somebody and it can be really impactful, right? I have people all the time say to me, I met so-and-so that I'm doing this with because you introduced us. It's been such a helpful thing to have her in my world. Like that's the best thing ever, truly. And I am a big believer in good in the universe. So I think, you know, the more good we do in the universe, the more good that comes back to us. This is a good in the universe kind of creator. When I am helping other people through connecting, that really matters. And then the last reason to be this way is because honestly, it's a treat. Like it's so much fun to look at somebody and be like, what do you need? Like, who do I know that you need? And then have someone. And as my network and my connections have grown, inevitably, I have people for like so many of the people I come across. I'm like, oh, here are the people you need to meet. Let me make some introductions for you. Here are the people you would love. Here's who you'd love to be connected with. Like so much fun. It's so much fun to be able to do that for people and have them really feel seen and heard and loved and appreciated for what they are and who they are and what they do. And then you're like, here, go forth, enjoy. Like amazing. What a treat. Okay. So maybe that's a compelling reason and maybe you're still like, okay, maybe not yet. What I will tell you is I think what it really does for your business is create an energy of openness, of welcome, of invitation. It puts connection at the center. And for me, connection is the center of the sales cycle. So if you are in selling for weirdos, if you have listened to earlier podcasts, I have a whole series about selling by giving. For me, connection is one of the key pillars of sales. When we are strongly connected to other people, sales gets easier because we are known, we are trusted, we are liked, and it is easier to invite people and be like, oh, hey, I love you. I'm so glad that connection worked out. And, you know, I have this thing, maybe it's useful for you, or to introduce them to something that's in your world. Like it's so much more effective to invite people you've met and you've loved and that you've helped than to just like send cold stuff out into the universe. Connection is at the core. And being a connector means you are the one leading the connections. right? And so it only makes sense that the better you are as a connector, the more your business grows, because it is really a tool, you know, for helping other people. But then inevitably those people are like, okay, wait, talk to me about how you did this. Talk to me about why you did this. Why do you know these people? How do you know these people? How is it working? What's happening? You know, no matter what you do, like I have a client who is an amazing connector and she doesn't, you know, she's not a coach. She's not, that's not what she does, right? She's in a service business, but it's not, you know, a child-centered business. She's not coaching anybody. She's not working. You know, she's not, what's the word I'm searching for that I cannot find? It's not a business coaching. It's not a business thing. And she still, because she's a connector, people are constantly introducing other people to her and explaining what she does. And it's like free marketing. It's free goodwill. It's free, like people talking about you in a wonderful way that makes other people want to know you and more about what you do. It's good in the universe, right? And that's literally how it works. I know that you're like, well, but like how? So how? and how does it actually help? Because the more people you know, the more you talk about what you do, the more connections you have, the more connections you make, the stronger your network, the more connected, the better your community, the easier it is to grow, period. Like that's true no matter what kind of business you have and no matter what kind of strategy you use. The stronger your network, the stronger your community, the more willing you are to build for the good of others, the more you will grow. You can see it. You see it in real estate. You see it in all kinds of, you see it in networking. You see it in any kind of BNI group. It's like giving for others, bringing those referrals, creating connections for other people creates for you. This is not any different than that. It's just minus the expectation and forward on the giving, which is amazing. So then here's the last question. Like, how do you actually do this? Well, I know it's got, three bullet points and it's like 15 words. It's really simple. I think I've already said it. So you're out in the world and you're connecting, you're going to networking, you're finding ways to meet new people. That is the first part of your job. There have been other episodes of the podcast about networking and where to go and what to do. If that's what you're sure, not sure about, find one of those episodes, come into the Facebook group, ask some questions, send me an email. I'm happy to point you in lots of directions. But meet new person, right? Talk with them one-on-one, have a human conversation. Be like, what do you love? Who do you love? What do you do? Why do you do it? And as you're talking to them, think about how you can be of help. Who can you connect them to? What can you connect them to? What are the resources you have that they're going to benefit from? What are the tools that you can sort of share with them, point them to? Who are the people that you're like, you know what, you would be great with so-and-so? And you don't need them to ask you to do those things, right? It's more about like, hey, you know, I know this person I think would be a really good connection for you. You don't need them to say, hey, who do you know? Even though sometimes they will, if they're good at, you know, the networking part. What you need to do is be thinking about, and I say that it sounds so like directive. What it's really helpful to do is to be thinking about who you know that would be helpful to them, that they would love. I often like, it's less about who would help them, but it's who I know that I think that they would really thoroughly enjoy and learn from and with and just like be happy to have met. And those are often the connections I make. I often make email introductions that are like, I'm not sure why I'm connecting you, but I love you both and I think you'll love each other. So here you go. And off they go. You meet someone new, you think about who they should be connected to. I often do this over email. As I said, sometimes I do it in Facebook message. Literally the email I send is like, hey, person A and person B. Person A, meet Pearson B. Person B is, she does this, she does this, she's amazing at this. Person B, meet person A. She does this, she does this, she's amazing at this. I think you two are a great connection because from here, take me off the loop, enjoy connecting. And I walk away. Like, honestly, I don't want to know after that. So that's the last step. It's like, meet someone new, Think about who you're going to connect them to. Do it over email. Move on. There are two caveats, and I think they're essentially the same here, that come with this. The first is I always make sure I have permission, to take the new person and connect them to people, but B, from the people I'm connecting them to, I almost always ask. There are a handful of people that have told me to stop asking and just do it. So with those people, I don't ask anymore. But generally speaking, I'll send a quick note and be like, hey, I met somebody this week that I think would be a really good connection for you. Here's a little bit about what they do. Is that cool with you? And inevitably, they're like, absolutely, yes. Thank you for thinking of me. And then I handle the email. But I always ask permission. Every now and then somebody's like, hey, I'm sort of overwhelmed right now. I would love to meet this new person. Would you mind waiting a month? Or so we have something going on and I just can't right now. And that's okay. But I don't want to drop another thing to do on the head of somebody who's like underwater. And so I try to be cognizant of sometimes I don't know everything that's going on in someone's world. And so I ask. The second thing is it is not your job or mine after the fact to be like, how'd your meeting with so-and-so go? Or to follow up and be like, did you guys meet together? Like, I don't need them to report to me. It's not about being nosy. I know I said walk away, but what I really meant was walk away. So it's really about like making the connection and then being like, cool, enjoy each other. And then forgetting about it. People will be like, oh, you connected me to so-and-so. And I'll be like, did I? I remember doing it, but I don't remember doing it. Like, cause I just don't think about it after that. I move on. I have other people to make connections for. I have other ways to be a connector. I have other ways that I can be helpful out in the world. Like, I have to trust people. I said this the other day to a client. I trust people to be grownups. If you're both welcoming a connection, you're going to do what it means to do, what needs to be done next. So I trust you to do that. That's your job. I do mine. All right. So tell me about your thoughts about this episode. Feel free to send me an email. Feel free to write me a note. Feel free to come into the Facebook group and ask questions. If you're interested in coaching, if you're interested in small group coaching, also reach out. You can go through my website. You can book time to talk or, you know, come into Selling for Weirdos and let's deal with your sales drama so that you can feel less like a weirdo and do it in a way that really fits you and you can love sales this year. Can you imagine what would be possible in December if you loved sales all year? Can you just imagine how much better you would feel? And how much further you would get. That's fine. And from here, may you be an amazing connector. Happy enjoying all the things, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.